After months of campaigning, weeks of early voting and hours of fevered last-minute rallies, it all boils down to this. A day of voting soon underway all over America. Neck-and-neck races in some battleground states, but national polls that continue to show Joe Biden may be on the cusp of victory. He says he's ready, and he rounded on President Trump for making the entirely false claim that American doctors have a financial interest in ensuring COVID-19 rampages through the country.
I'm serious, man. This guy's a disgrace. The people of this nation have suffered. They've sacrificed for 9 months, none more than those doctors and nurses. And this president is questioning their character. As I said, it's a disgrace.
Making his closing argument, President Trump once again insisted Joe Biden is a Trojan horse for radical Marxists who want to destroy American life.
He's a fragile person. He's not going to be there. That's not what they're counting on. They're counting on somebody else. They're counting on by far the most liberal person in the Senate, Kamala. They like her. They like Kamala.
With an enormous state of tension in the air, more businesses have been boarded up in Washington, a massive fence put in place around the White House, where the president will watch the results come in with 400 invited guests. Joe Biden will be at home in Delaware, waiting to see if this time it's his time to win the keys to the White House.